Greetings, vicarious gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, the weekly show that follows both retro and modern roads. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this epic trek, and today we take the conversation to the present as we explore two recent announcements by Sega and Arcade 1-Up, respectively, the Game Gear Micro and the newest upcoming home arcade machines, including, here's a hint, Ms. Pac-Man. In other words, more retro regalia to bleed our wallets dry. So, we'll hit the Sega stuff first. Fans have long speculated over what the next mini-console might be. An all-in-one Saturn machine? An N64 Classic Edition? How about an Amiga plug-and-play? Topping gamers' wish lists, however, was a Game Boy Mini, one that could be carried around in portable form with, hopefully, at least 40 gems packed within. Well, in regards to the latter, it looks like Sega beat Nintendo to the punch. Sorta. Slated for an October 6th, 2020 release in Japan anyway, the so-called Game Gear Micro is exactly that. A teeny machine about the size of one's pinky with an even more measly screen at 1.15 inches. So yeah, about a hair bigger than one's thumbnail. If this sounds ridiculous, it kinda is, although the units do at least seem to mimic the original machine rather closely in terms of form and aesthetic design. What's more, the system comes in four colored flavors, each packing four unique games. The black model comes with Sonic the Hedgehog, Puyo Puyo 2, OutRun, and Royal Stone. The blue includes Sonic Chaos, Gunstar Heroes, Sylvan Tail, and Baku Baku Animal. The yellow holds three separate Shining Force games, plus a game I can barely pronounce, let alone recognize, Nazo Puyo Aruru no Ru, if I got any of that right. And the red represents Revelations the Demon Slayer, Megami Tensei Gaiden, Last Bible Special, the GG Shinobi, and Columns. So yeah, anyone wanting all 16 of these games will have to buy the system four times, and at roughly $50 apiece, that ain't coming cheap. The good news, I guess, is that those who do invest in the full shebang will be given a free magnification accessory known as the Big Window. For those Shining Force strategy games, it might actually be necessary. But wait, there's more. Special bundles available through certain retailers expand the extras and that price even further, with one including a foldable display that mounts the four machines on the right while glamming the left with 16 tiny pins, each reproducing one of the game's original box art. Another package through Sega's own online store mounts the four machines in a snazzy display case along with a fifth gray edition that, although just an inoperable hollow shell, does look cool juxtaposed with the others. But the question remains, are these micro editions the proper way for Sega to explore its storied past? Are they a worthwhile service to fans or a missed opportunity? Or, worse still, just a crass money-making scheme intended to milk the compulsive collector. For my part, I actually think the little gizmos are cute if not quite cool, but charging $50 for just one is a bit much, especially when the My Arcade line of handhelds are half the cost and twice as large. For $100, I'd happily buy all four of these rad gadgets, hopefully with the special display box to boot, but at almost triple that price, I'll wait for the bargain bin or simply pass, and that's assuming they come to the West at all. Next up is Arcade 1-Up. The company has been on a roll as of late, releasing such greats as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade cab and making some exciting announcements, from digital pinball tables to a Sega arcade machine featuring Golden Axe and its obscure sequel, Golden Axe: The Revenge of Death Adder. But with E3 cancelled this year, the company chose media outlet IGN as their vehicle for announcing their next wave of machines. The big one, of course, is Ms. Pac-Man. Stuck in legal licensing limbo for ages, Arcade 1-Up has apparently unraveled the legal tape and is releasing a dedicated cabinet for the title, which will also house Galaxian Pac-Mania and Pac-Man Plus. For fighting fans and superhero Marvel lovers, two superhero-themed cabinets are on the way with slightly different lineups. It's a little confusing, actually, but one is more focused on the broader Marvel titles, including Marvel vs. Capcom, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel Super Heroes War of the Gems, and Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter. The other is more fixated on the X-Men properties, with some overlap with the other cab. The four games include X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Capcom, X-Men Children of the Atom, and X-Men Mutant Apocalypse. Ostensibly missing are, of course, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 and Konami's X-Men arcade game. The cabs do look great, though, with some lush eye-catching art that would be perfect for any comic book fan's game room. Coming up on the rear is a Big Buck Hunter cab, which should appeal to those who like shooting virtual deer while hanging out in their favorite pub or bar. Now, you can do so from home, but don't shoot that doe. The cab packs four Buck Hunter titles: Big Buck Hunter Pro, Big Buck Hunter Pro Open Season, Big Buck Safari, and Big Buck Safari Outback. I myself would have preferred a light gun game more in the vein of Sega's Let's Go Safari, in which the goal is to shoot giant bugs, not bucks, but I'm sure some will be pleased with this one. And lastly, we have a 3/4 scale pinball machine, this time Marvel branded, with 10 tables designed by the prestigious Zen Studios. For pinball fanatics without a lot of cash or the know-how to upkeep a commercially designed table, this could be the ideal investment. But if I'm being honest, I found Arcade 1-Up's announcements to be, on the whole, a little underwhelming. Ms. Pac-Man is great, but why not include Mappy along with it? And again, where's Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for the Marvel machines? Where are the new cabs featuring classics like Mr. Do, or Tron, or Raiden, or Alien vs. Predator, or Konami's The Simpsons? One pundit even speculated we'd see an OutRun machine in this announcement. Alas, we got nothing of the sort. Of course, as I've said before, it remains to be seen if such a niche market like this one can even sustain itself in the long run. People only have so much space, and there are only so many people interested in these niche machines in the first place. I wouldn't be surprised if the whole industry capsizes in the next few years once every spare space in the average enthusiast's home is filled, and once the last of the great classics see release. So, what about you guys out there? Planning on buying a $50 Game Gear Micro or dropping a few $100s on a quasi-arcade machine? For my part, I'm still holding out for that Golden Axe cab, if I can find a way to squeeze it into my already overcrowded apartment. Nevertheless, there is a lot to look forward to in the upcoming months, although I still hope those super announcements we thought we'd already get are still on the horizon. And before I go, I should recommend YouTuber's Cool Toys video on the new NBA Jam Arcade 1-Up cab. He seems to love it, and it does look real cool. As always, thanks for listening, everyone, and I shall return next weekend with another update or perhaps a great gamer's quiz. Until next time, then, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.